Well, this is what I do. I really get into this every year.
I bet you do.
You can go to the website on Visit Orlando. They've got a special place on their website for the Magical Dining Month. And they've got the list of the restaurants. And so you can go down there and look for the names that you look attractive, the ones that you want to go try, or maybe the new ones that you want to try out. And then you click on their menu. And you have choices. Usually it's an appetizer, maybe a super salad in there, an entree, and then a dessert. So what I do is I look at that, and then I go to the restaurant's real website and pull up their actual menu, and then I compare prices. I want to see if I'm really getting a good deal. And so I went and looked at the Venetian. Venetian is one of our really frou-frou restaurants in the area, one of those places where you still want to put on a coat and tie.
Right, right.
And so I went and I looked at the prices for their three courses and added one up from each one. It came to like $68.
Wow.
So you're getting three courses for $30 at the Venetian. That's a pretty good deal. Then I went to the Kitchen, which has never been one of the fancier restaurants.
That's Where's the Kitchen?
That's a Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh, okay.
And they don't have prices.
On their website.
On their website.
Ah, so you can't tell.
Yeah, I don't. That always kind of, when you go to a restaurant's website, you really want to know what it's going to cost you.
You do.
So, yeah. So I wasn't able to compare that one.
Okay, well, so leaving that one aside, though, like you said, with the Venetian, we're talking about almost a $70 meal for $30. It's a great deal, but I'm wondering, how does the restaurant make money on this? Do they lose money on this prospect?
Well, not if they do it right. And, you know, the first thing people think is that, well, maybe they're serving smaller portions. The ones that I usually that I talk to say, no, they don't do that. They see this as a marketing opportunity to bring people in, to get them to try their restaurant. You know, there's usually some play in there for profit anyway. You know, restaurants are in business to make money.
Right.
And they have a cushion in there where they can maybe offer something for less. And even if they are serving a smaller portion, I've never left one of these deals where I'm thinking I'm still hungry.
Yeah. Can't imagine
so,
after three courses.
You know, if the worst thing is that you get a little bit less to eat, that's okay. I think you're still going to get a good value on this.
I also always wonder if you get a good feel for the best dishes at these restaurants, or if they have a tendency to put some of their less expensive dishes on and maybe their signature dishes don't appear.
No, I usually see the signature dishes. Again, this is their opportunity to show off and to show what they can do to people who might not have come in before. And the real value for them is to get people to come back after they've had this experience. So that's another reason why I don't expect them to dumb down what they're going to do.
Right. Now, and obviously this event is in its sixth year. I assume the number of restaurants that participate has gone up.
This seems larger than a larger list this year, and some pretty good restaurants. We did lose a really attractive restaurant this year. Norman's was on in years past, and for some reason they've decided not to participate this year.
Huh.
But K Restaurant, which was not on last year, is on this year. So that's one of the ones I would look at.
Yeah.
I'm also looking for the new restaurants, Prickly Pear in downtown Orlando and Nick's Italian Kitchen. I think it's time to go back and check out Emeralds again.
Yeah.
Maybe Venetian for that deal. Why not?
Absolutely.
Venetian. So there's a lot of good restaurants on there.
Now, people should know, you don't necessarily automatically get this pre-fee menu, do you, when you walk in?
Not always. There's another thing that you need to be aware of. When you go in, say, may I see the Magical Dining Month menu? Because some of the restaurants don't want you to order off of it, you know, if you're not going to ask for it.
Okay, good, important thing for people to know. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to this coming month, and I'm sure a lot of people are too. Thanks for being here and telling us about it.
Thank you.